From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now, proof of the power of the internet in the music industry, specifically the way MP3s, blogs, web-based music magazines, and online record stores can offer small-time bands a way to reach an audience. Over 2 weeks this June, all of these forces mobilized in support of a rock band called Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. NPR's Jacob Gans has the story.
Dan Byrne writes for the MP3 blog SaidTheGramophone.com. He trolls the internet with an ear out for independent bands. Sometime during the first week in June, he stumbled across the name Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah on a file-sharing website.
Their name, it both attracted me and repulsed me at the same time, and so I just had to find out what it was.
What he heard was a track from the band's self-titled debut. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is but one of scores of bands making music without the help of a record label, pressing CDs themselves and selling them at concerts and on the internet. Musicians like this are lucky if they draw the attention of an MP3 blogger like Dan Byrne.
No one had even been talking about it. You know, the most I could find on the internet was, oh, my friend's band is doing really well, this kind of thing. When it's that fresh, you have no biases, and I just listened to it nonstop and then posted it in the next couple of days.
Byrne's post hit the web on June 9th, the very same day the band played a record release party in New York City. Soon after, blogs including Gothamist.com and Brooklyn Vegan started making noise about the band. Then music website PitchforkMedia.com took notice. Pitchfork editor-in-chief Ryan Schreiber says the buzz was just loud enough to lead him to the band's website, ClapYourHandsSayYeah.com.
And so we downloaded the MP3s and listened to them and listened to them a couple of times and were really, really impressed.
Pitchfork is a dominant force in the indie rock world. The site is widely credited with launching last year's indie faves The Arcade Fire and killing the solo debut of Travis Morrison. Josh Rosenfeld is the president of Barsook Records, the label that put out the Morrison disc. Nonetheless, Rosenfeld respects the influence Pitchfork can have on an unknown band like Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah.
The reason that people started to buy their record without ever having heard the band or really having heard of the band was Pitchfork.
On June 14th, just 5 days after Dan Byrne's initial post, Pitchfork's Ryan Schreiber reviewed a single Clap Your Hands track. Other websites snapped to attention. Reviews popped up on Coke Machine Glow and Stylus Magazine. On Stereo Gum, a blogger by the name of Greg the Boyfriend wrote, "I know you've heard a couple of songs, but if you don't have the album, you are a fool." On June 20th, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah played a show in New York City hosted by Gothamist. Afterwards, that website reported that David Bowie was in the audience. This, of course, set off a new wave of internet buzz. Just 2 days later, Pitchfork reviewed the full album and gave it an unqualified rave. After 2 weeks, the din on the internet was deafening. Yet, for the band, it was little more than background noise. Lead singer Alec Owensworth.
Somebody sent me an email saying, good job on the Pitchfork review, and I wasn't sure what they were talking about. That was my first introduction to Pitchfork.
Within a week, InSound.com, the go-to online retailer for all things indie rock and the only place that stocked the album, had completely sold out. The fact that nobody could actually get their hands on the record only increased demand. The band pressed 2,000, then 5,000, and eventually 10,000 copies of the CD. Alec Owensworth found himself doing a whole lot of stapling, addressing envelopes, licking stamps.
People would write in, people had heard it here and there, and they'd ask for it from different parts of the world. I'd be at home in Philadelphia packaging all the CDs myself, and it was humanly impossible, perhaps.
To lift the burden of shipping records, the musicians signed a deal with a distribution company. While it means they make a little less on each sale, they retain control over all other aspects of their career, and they're still pulling in about $4 profit on each CD, a lot more than a band on a major label. To date, Clap Your Hands Say Yeah has sold 25,000 copies of its debut. While that's not much yet, even by indie standards, it's remarkable for a self-released record. In the months following the review on Pitchfork, Clap Your Hands Say Yeah appeared in the New York and Los Angeles Times, was picked for Rolling Stone's Hot List, and played a much-hyped set at the indie-centric CMJ Music Festival in September. And then came attention from labels, of all sizes. Alec Unsworth says the band is not wedded to independence.
It was apparent that things were going well enough that it might work to everyone's advantage that we be on a label.
But Pitchfork's Ryan Schreiber commends Clap Your Hands Say Yeah for sticking with the independent approach.
The initial thing that most people would do in their situation is, oh man, we need a label really quick. And especially if there's a lot of interest all of a sudden, like there was for them, you know, it might be tempting to sign all that stuff over, the not fun stuff, to a label and have them handle it.
One guy who handles that not fun stuff for a bunch of bands is Barsuk Records' Josh Rosenfeld. He says today's do-it-yourself musicians have technological advantages at their fingertips that give them the potential to threaten the mainstream record industry.
Theoretically, technology is presenting options for artists who want to entirely fund, distribute, market their own recordings. But most artists are not going to have the experience that Clap Your Hands has had with all the theoretical benefits that the internet provides falling in line.
Clap Your Hands Say Yeah may have found fame even without that perfect storm of internet hype, e-commerce, and rabid fan response, but it might not have happened so quickly. Pop music has leaned on the cliche of the overnight sensation for decades. As those 2 weeks in June show, the internet age has moved us a little closer to the real thing. Jacob Gans, NPR News.
You can hear more music from Clap Your Hands Say Yeah and read the blog postings that created all the buzz at our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.